Everyone, to see what questions you have after we finish some of the sort of presentation part. So, before I get started, in this room, who has already purchased the season ticket? Awesome. Very good. So, you know about the bus trip, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to need this type of energy. Before the bus trip starts, we're going to have our official kit and presentation and other swag that you guys can sort of purchase as we get ready to go from York Region to Hamilton. So there's going to be different pickup spots in York Region, not all in Markham, but all throughout. There'll be different opportunities. It's going to be exciting. We have lots of seats on reserve, so everybody who wants to come as a season ticket member, it's complimentary. If you're a non-season ticket member, there'll be a $50 charge. We'll get you the bus and the game ticket. If you're looking to drive there directly with your own vehicle, we'll come up with the price as well so you can sit in our section and still be part of this experience. So we're about 60 or 70 days away from April 27th. This is our fourth pub event that we've done. We've been in Richmond Hill. We've been in Newmarket. We've been in Vaughan. And it's part of our way of bringing the players closer to you in the communities that are going to be supporting us. So it's really, really important for you guys to, in terms of word of mouth, get the league voice out there. That's how we're going to get through it. Youth soccer is a huge component of what we're doing, and adult soccer. We have partnerships with adult soccer. Markham Adult Soccer is one of the ones that we have relationships as well. So just getting the word out to people who love soccer, care about the Canadians, that get a chance to play here, those are the two key factors. So I'm going to introduce you. No introduction is actually necessary because his face is all over our website. So you know Jimmy Brennan. He's going to talk to you guys about where the team's at. And then afterwards, we're going to transition to Praben, our president and CEO. He's going to give you a little bit of update on, in terms of building the soccer club from the business side. And then it's going to be all about mix and mingling after as well. So before I start, I'm going to do a quick draw. This is going to be for the signed scarf.
Who are you?
Oh, yes. Sorry. My name's Ben. I'm in charge of sales and service. It's an honor for me to be part of York 9. This is the third pro soccer team that I'm working for. I worked for TFC for 3 years. During the 0-9 start, I was the guy selling season tickets. That was a tough run. We made it through.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that was a tough run. Torsten Frings, Daniel Kuberman, I was there. And then later on, I worked for the Vancouver Whitecaps for 2 seasons and saw the season ticket base grow over there. So this is my third pro soccer team, and I'm excited to build this from the ground up with you guys. So, we got some more people coming in. Let me just get the draw, if I can get that fishbowl. Anyway, can I get the draw for the...
We sure did.
If you have a jacket, I recommend taking it off. It's going to get hot. Yeah.
Anyway. That's what you always say.
Yeah. All right. So we have 3 players here today. Jimmy's going to introduce them. It's signed. And this is an original version of the scarf before it starts getting branded with our other sponsors and licensed products. So this is a year one scarf only. And it's signed. All right. Let's see who's going to win this. Hopefully it's an easy name, because I love it. I think I like Zion Rudy. Okay. So, Chris De Cruz? Chris De Cruz?
Here, I got mine in my pocket. Let me sign it and give it to you.
Going once? Going twice?
I'll be him.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chris. All right, let's try this one more time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's good.
We done messed up.
All right. Adrian Morrow.
Yeah.
Adrian Morrow. There you are. Fill that out, buddy. How many events have you been to?
The first one.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the support.
No problem.
All right. Everyone, please say hello to Jimmy. And let's get started with Jimmy. You might want to go up.
Yeah.
Okay, where do I begin? You know, it's been a long road so far to get to where we are. March 1st, we start preseason. We've got roughly about 20 players right now. There's a couple players here today. We've got a few players that are overseas that we've signed that will come in probably next week. And then we're at it. We're training at Ontario Soccer. We're there for maybe about 4 or 5 weeks, and then we're heading down south to get some sun, get the guys out on the training pitch, work more on the tactics. Then we come back up, and then we're on our first road trip to Hamilton. So, you know, all eyes will be on that first game. That's what we're preparing for. I mean, obviously, look, we look at the season, we think, okay, this is what we've got to do and prepare, but we've got to get through the first game first. You know, we're all excited about it. Everybody's raring to go. We have Carm Asako, who's the first assistant. He's come, just arrived. Say hello, Carm. He does a nervous look when he's under pressure. But you know, the good thing about this league is it's built for Canadians, by Canadians. You know, when we look at our coaching staff, every single one of our coaches are all from York Region. We all live here. Everybody that's involved with the ownership group all live in York Region. People that work in the office all live and work in York Region. We're trying to make this as much as a community club as possible. We said it from the get-go. We want as many kids from York Region as possible. We've got Steve Orlando, who played in Markham last year. We've got Manny Aparicio, who grew up playing in Unionville. And we have Maury Doner as well, who was a captain of Aurora FC last year. No pressure, by the way. No pressure, being the local guys. But that's what we're trying to build. Now, and the goal down the line is to eventually have a starting 11 from York Region. You know, to start, you've got to get players from all over the place. And everybody that's in our office, we're all using our contacts. Speaking to all the right agents, speaking to the right people. Carm's got a wonderful relationship with the university and also with local football. He's got a lot of contacts, and as do all of our coaching staff. We're only allowed 7 foreigners to start. At the moment, we've got 3. We've got a Venezuelan player that we got coming in. We got a kid from Japan and another guy, Simon Adji, from Sweden. So we might get 1 or 2 more, but the rest will all be Canadians. And then down the line, like I said, we want 11 starting players from York Region, which means we've got to start working closely with the local clubs, start developing players, because as everybody knows, the game of football in the world is all about the community. Yeah. And you guys want to relate to the team that you're watching. And there's nothing better when you're out there having a beer or a Coke or whatever it is, eating your hot dog, when you can relate and seeing some kids that are from your local community representing your pro club. And we're going to get there in time, but you've got to bear with us. But well, I promise you one thing. We'll have a very, very attractive club that's going to play the game in the right way. We'll be physical when we have to. Technically, we'll be very, very good as well. And we're very happy with the squad that we're building at the moment. And we guarantee you, you'll be off your seats quite a bit of the time watching us play. So I'm going to leave it like that. I'm going to pass it over to Preben, and he will tell you a little bit more about the vision of the club, where we're heading, what's in store in regards with stadium, and a little bit more about the league. Okay, but does anybody have any questions, or feel free, fire them out if you have any. There's always one. Once somebody asks a question, then there's 20 after.
How about the schedule of more than just the first game, or your home game? Your first home game.
Well, I think our first home game is going to be against Blainville.
Yeah, it's a Canada Cup game.
Okay. Canada Cup, so it'll be a Canada Cup game. Will be our first game. So, well, that's another game we're looking forward to. It's kind of a smaller scale FA Cup, semi-pro team coming and play against us. So, that's a game that we're really looking forward to.
May 22nd.
Last event you had, you said you signed a guy from Blainville.
Yes.
From last year. What's his name?
I can't tell you that.
Okay.
So
all right.
That's not fair.
Everyone meet Robin.
So, yeah, so this is Robin. Robin does an awful lot of writing for Canadian soccer across the country and locally. So He's always prying, trying to get information, but I can't tell him too much. Because I started telling him, because I didn't see him the other time. So I started talking about it, and then I caught him in the corner of my eye, and he was writing everything down. I was like, oh, he's got me.
We'll be releasing that soon.
Yeah, that very, very soon. Was it next couple of days?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
This week.
Tomorrow. I'll also do it today.
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing some sort of partnership with York Region Transit where season ticket holders or ticket holders get to ride for free?
That's Ben, and Ben has.
Yeah. So it's an ongoing conversation. This is the first time that professional sports is coming to York Region, so it's not like we just say it and they're going to do it, but it's part of our program is to, if you show your season ticket pass or card or game ticket, then you get the ride for free to York University.
Nice.
So it's ongoing discussion. Not that easy to pull off, but it's definitely on my radar.
No doubt. Cool.
Yeah.
Is the idea in the future you want to make York 9 Academy or just let the youth clubs in York Region do the academy?
Do you know, ideally we would love to have a relationship where all the local clubs are all working together. This is something Carmen and I, we've had a number of conversations about how we want to work with the local clubs. Rather than just having our own academy, we feel it'd be better that all the local clubs come together and we work on a strategic plan to give all the kids in the region an opportunity to move up to that to the next level. Look, I mean, when you look at our club right now, it's, you know, we've got guys that have played here locally, but it's the next generation of the young kids that are coming through the system, and giving them an opportunity to fulfill their dreams and play professional soccer for their local pro club. So, you know, we're here tonight. There's kids from Aurora, kids from Newmarket, from Markham, from all over. This is their pathway. So we want to make sure that we have that relationship with the local clubs, and that we're developing them the right way and working together with them. Because you've got to have a healthy base, and that's the local clubs underneath.
I just want to add a little something to that in regards to the pathway. So the Canadian Premier League has purchased Ontario League One. So we actually, as a collective, own League One, and we see League One developing as, you know, the preeminent development league to get into the Canadian Premier League. So it's a really important strategic initiative from the league's point of view, and it's one that, you know, eventually could really develop into almost like a second division, perhaps promotion relegation down the line. I think that's quite far away, but really we see the clubs that have League One teams as sort of the clubs that we'll work with and you know that we will develop our talent through. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. And we only want the best ones from York Region anyway, so the rest doesn't matter. Any other questions? Yeah.
I saw the word sustainability on your website, and you wanted to make a green club.
Yeah.
Can you flesh that out a little bit more?
Well, we started with the colors. But I'll let Prairie get into that too, right? Okay. That'll be another one for Prairie when we start talking about the vision and the stadium and everything else. Everybody's good? I'll be around after.
So,
we'll
Jimmy,
have a few conversations.
Sorry, Jimmy, before you pass it on to me, maybe let's just talk with the players a little bit.
You guys ready for that? All right.
Oh, boys.
This is always great putting them in the house.
Yeah.
So, Maury Donner had a great year last year with Aurora FC, was a captain, led by example. Thought he was fantastic last year, and, you know, we're excited that we've brought him on board. You know, this is a good chance for you to tell people about your past and, you know, what your goals are for this season and playing in the Canadian Premier League with York 9.
Everyone, I'm Maury. Thanks for coming. If you guys saw my article online, you guys know I'm from Collingwood, which is near Wasega Beach up north. So there's not a lot of opportunity for a player like me to have, you know, facilities or have a professional environment. So lucky my parents were always committed to my success, and you know I never gave up. And this is something, you know, he was my coach in 2016 with Aurora, And, you know, I always wanted to be a part of Aurora, even if I had another opportunity at a bigger club like Vaughan or Woodbridge. Aurora was something that, you know, I wanted to stay at and be at. I wanted to be a bigger player on a smaller team than, you know, to be just an average player somewhere else. But, you know, with help of him and Aurora, they really put me in a platform to succeed this year. I got to play every minute of every game and really put myself in a platform to be successful. And I just am really grateful for the opportunity, but I also want to get to the next level and to show everyone, the fans, everyone that's put me down in the past that, you know, that's my name's Maury and I'm here to stay. So yeah. Thank you for coming out. And
yeah.
That was well said. Well, next, Manny Aparicio. Now, I've known Manu for a long time. When I was with the TFC Academy coaching, he's one of the players that I brought into the academy. I always loved the way that he played. Had that fire in his belly. You could see that he had a passion for the game. Had an Argentinian spark as well, where I had to pull him back a couple of times because he wanted to fight the world. But you know, he's matured as a player, and you know, we're grateful that we got Manny back. He was over in Spain for what, three years now playing, and you know, he's grown as a player now. He's educated himself about the game, and he's coming back with some great experience, and he's coming back to play in the Canadian Premier League, and you know, it was hard work getting them, but you know, we're absolutely delighted that we finally got Manny Aparicio signed as a York 9 player and wearing the green for this season. So, Manny, you know, if you want to talk about your past and what it means for you to come back as a Canadian who, you know, played here locally as well in Unionville, you played for Toronto FC, you got snips with the first team as well and the national team, and then now's your opportunity to come back and play professionally here and make a name for yourself. So if you want to tell a little bit about yourself and background, that'd be great.
I'm not going
to
stand because I think I'll be even shorter. But I started with TFC Academy, obviously with Jimmy as my coach. I played, two or three seasons with the Academy, and then when Jimmy moved up to the first team, I ended up signing with the first team. I got a few snips with first team, mostly with friendlies against Man City, with Roma, and games like that, but not really with the league. And yeah, and after 2-3 years of being signed with TFC, I decided to try to take my career elsewhere and try to get games with, you know, any way possible other than TFC2 or with, you know, reserve games. And I ended up going to Spain. I played there 3 years. I represented Canada a few times with the men's team only once, but I played all through U18s, U20s, U23s. And yeah, no, what I'm bringing back is basically a little bit of experience with me. I played over in Spain, like Jimmy said, I'm from Argentina, so, you know, it wasn't a problem to go play over there with language barriers and all that stuff. But yeah, no, I'm coming here, and like Maury said, we're coming to stay. We're coming to try to build something here, make history with this first club and first experience for everyone, you know, as fans, as players, as coaches, as organization, as everything. It's, you know, we're starting from the bottom, so we need all you guys. We need the coaches, everyone together, you know, coaches, players, staff, fans, even the local guys from, you know, from Unionville, from Markham, from everyone. We need everyone's support. So yeah, we hope we can win, and we can let you guys, you know, be happy and seeing us play and winning and everything, but, you know, one step at a time. So we'll see you guys out this year.
And Steve Verlano. Steve was involved with the Toronto FC Academy, the captain.
Yeah.
Captain of the young boys as well. You know, he's got bags of potential, but just like every other Canadian kid, needs an opportunity to be successful and get himself in that right environment. And now he's at an age where he needs to be training with the first team. Far too often, a lot of young players come through a system and they get pushed aside, and they don't get that chance to be with a first team squad. And Steve's one of them. We think he's got a lot of potential. He's hungry, wants to be a professional footballer. And he had a great year with Markham, the Alliance. And, you know, we're fortunate that we've got him within our squad as well. And this is another guy that we're looking forward to working with and helping him improve his game. Look, at the end of the day, we would love nothing more than to see our Canadian national team and have a handful of York 9 players represent Canada. Yeah. Getting to a World Cup and just seeing on the screen York 9 represented by these guys, it'd be fantastic. And that's the goal. And our goal as a coaches and the coaches staff is to push them as hard as we can and really take them out of their shells and get them to that next level. And these guys here, I'll tell you one thing, with their mindset and the way that they are, they won't be giving up, and they'll be giving everything that they have for this club. So if you want to tell a little bit about your story and your past and where you see yourself going now.
Yeah, for sure. So 5 years ago, I moved from Barrie to Toronto, and I was playing in the TFC Academy from the start. And I didn't really see a vision after that. There was many like USL opportunities, different things like that, but I didn't see a real next step to professional soccer. So I ended up leaving TFC last season to kind of just figure myself out, what I wanted to do as a player and just the pathway. Had a good season in League One, had some conversations with Carm, Jim, and they gave me an opportunity now to take my ability to the next level and hopefully move on, like Jim said, to Canadian national team, different things like that, and bring this club to something of success. So I'm really looking forward to this season, making everybody in this room very happy. And the guys here, I think we're really looking forward to it.
Very good. Well done. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Carm Sacco is no stranger to the community. Everybody knows Carm, but you know, maybe it's a chance for you, Carm, as well to just have a quick discussion about, you know, where you see this league and the opportunity that it's going to give young Canadians and coaches as well to really develop, because far too often there's been a blanket over Canadian coaches and there was really nowhere for them to go. And I think if you look at the MLS and other leagues around the world, it's not often that they're going to come look at Canadian coaches. And now it's about time that we all look after ourselves. So a prime example, Coach Carm's a fantastic coach, got a great IQ of the game, and now it's an opportunity for him to be a part of York Regis Pro Club. So, Carm, if you want to have a little discussion. And
sure. First of all, Markham, we live in Markham, enjoy the town very much. And I just want to reiterate what Jimmy said. Going through, we were at TFC together. He was still a young buck, and I was on the coaching staff back then. And you could see that the lack of belief in the Canadian player. I hate to say it, but that's true. And that all those players never had an opportunity to fail. So when this venture started, you could see that Jimmy was invested in the Canadian player, the Canadian vision, and believed in it. That's important, and we all have to be supporters of that vision. The Canadian player is something special, and we just kept watching lateral players come in, and other young Canadians not getting opportunities. But this is their opportunities, and we're very confident in the people and the young men that are going to grow into big-time players that are coming through the system. And I think we're very thankful for the work that Jimmy and Praven has done. You guys should all be thankful, because they've done a lot of work behind the scenes to make sure this great game, this the most popular game in the world, is given to this region. So, first of all, I want to say thank you for that. You guys did an amazing job. And secondly, we believe in the Canadian product. I see other technical directors here that, you know, Tommy Bianchi from Markham, who work night and day to make sure that our Canadian product is taken care of. And we believe in the Canadian product. We think there's a lot of players, a lot of Thibaut Hutchinson, a lot of Jonathan Osorios out there, a lot of players that just need the opportunity. So this is it. This is an opportunity, but they need your support as much as they need ours. So we need everyone to be there. We need everyone to support, and we need everyone to hold us accountable as well. All right, so let's take this opportunity as a group, as a Canadian soccer group, and make sure that we encourage their growth and encourage that we do the Canadian game right, because we really believe in that.
Well done.
Okay, now I'll pass it over to Praven, the president of York 9 Football Club.
Thank you, and thanks for coming, everybody. This here tonight, like, beautifully represents what Jimmy and I thought that, you know, someday, you know, far away we would create. Jimmy and I have not done this for ourselves. We've not done, you know, put in the countless hours, the last 2 years, in order to get this club up and running. We haven't done this for ourselves or for our families. We've done it for you guys. We've done it for our community. Because I grew up in Copenhagen, Denmark, and over there, soccer is really all about community and supporting your local team. As a young lad over in Denmark, I grew up playing, and I was with my local club, and every Saturday at 3 o'clock, the world stood still because the first team was playing, right? That was, you know, what I grew up with. Jimmy went over and played in England for 13 years and saw what community meant over there from the players' perspective. So when Jimmy and I got together just over 2 years ago, we, you know, had worked together previously at Toronto FC and, you know, I developed a great relationship. But when this opportunity came around, when we learned about the Canadian Premier League, we got together and started scratching, like literally, we started scratching out notes on the back of a napkin at a local breakfast place in Aurora. And after talking for, I don't know, we probably spoke for an hour and a half or 2 hours. We kind of had laid out the foundation for what we thought could be an achievable vision. And it almost brings a tear to my eye to see what's happening here tonight. Because we've got three local lads here who are going to play for us. We've got a bunch of people who live in our area. Many of you who have already bought into this and bought season tickets. And you choose on family day to come here and spend the time with us as a club. Like, nothing says community more than that to me. So thank you. As much as we want to be a community club, and all that entails, we are also a true professional club. We have goals, and I'm telling you, the number one goal for us this year is to win the championship. I am so impressed with what Jimmy and Carm and their staff have done in, I'd say, the last 6 months in bringing the technical side of our club together. We have an immensely talented coaching staff, and they have chosen players that I am super impressed with. So I think it bodes really well for where we're going as a club and the product that we're going to put on the field. One of the things I get asked about the most is the stadium. You know, what's happening with the stadium? Where are we going to play? As most of you know, the first 3 years we're going to play at York University. We're investing a lot at York University to put a great temporary facility together. So we have temporary grandstands, we've got food trucks coming in. Like, we're really trying to build a wonderful experience for anybody who comes to the game so that, you know, it complements the great stuff that's happening on the pitch. At the same time, there's great stuff happening all around. But in the long term, we want our own home. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, one of the main objectives for me on the business side, as well as for our founding owners, which is the Green Park Group, the Baldassare family, whom are wonderful partners of ours. They are builders, and they want to build a stadium for this club. So we've been working very, very diligently and very hard over the last year to determine what that process looks like. So right now, we have conversations with three municipalities in the nine of York region, three that are looking to pan out towards building a stadium in that municipality. And I can tell you, and has to stay in this room, that Markham's one of them, right? So Markham is absolutely one of the places we would love to build our stadium. And there was a question earlier about sustainability, and I can address that now because we are a green club from a color perspective, but inside we're green as well. One of the things that has defined me as a person is I grew up in Denmark, and Denmark is one of those countries that has a lot of green ideas. You know, they did wind energy before anybody else. Solar energy is really big there. Just this care for the environment that we live in, that's something I grew up with and something that I've taken with me over here. And as a club, that's something we want to embrace. We live in the most beautiful region of the GTA. It's green up here. It's beautiful. We got to take care of that. So when we build a stadium, we want to build it in a green way. We want to use materials that are green. We want to have, you know, the use of wind energy and solar energy so that our carbon footprint is going to be as small as possible. So it's absolutely something that is deep in me, and Jimmy shares these points of view with me, that, you know, we really want to make sure that we are sustainable. The stadium itself will be somewhere between 12,000 and 15,000 seats. We want an experience that is like the best experiences you see in Europe. Now, we're not going to build this massive, you know, 80,000 seat stadium. We can't do that at this point in time. But if you go to a first or second division anywhere in Europe, and particularly in England, you'll see these 10,000 to 15,000 seat stadiums where all the seats are covered, it's enclosed, and the atmosphere you get in there is just electric. That's what we want to achieve. A purpose-built, soccer-first stadium right here in York region. At this point, I want to open it up to questions. It could be questions for me. It could be questions for the players, Jimmy or Ben. I know we did some questions already, but there's got to be more out there.